This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, Lorraine Pascal became a model in the late 80s when she was spotted out shopping in London by a talent scout. She was 16 and would become the first black British model to be featured on the cover of American Elle. And then in her mid-30s came a whole new career. It's nearly 2 years since her first TV series, Baking Made Easy, was broadcast, and she's just finished Fast, Fresh and Easy Food. Well, now there's a book of the same title, and today Lorraine will cook the perfect chocolate mousse. Lorraine,
Hello.
You have begun the mousse.
How have you begun it? Well, I have in here some double cream, 200ml of double cream. I've just heated that through, and I've snapped some chocolate in, and I've got quite a sweet tooth, so I've used an equal balance of dark and milk chocolate. If you like it more bitter, you can just use more dark chocolate.
And really good quality chocolate, I'm assuming, not the kind that's described as cooking chocolate.
Yes, yeah, I never use cooking chocolate. It is good quality chocolate. With the exception, when you're using white chocolate, the cheaper stuff is actually better because it melts more beautifully.
How did you make that change from model to cook?
Well, it wasn't just one jump. I mean, I've always been wanting to do something else whilst I was modelling. There's lots of sitting around, lots of waiting, lots of travelling. And I like reading, but I wanted to kind of do something towards a goal. So I was doing lots of different courses and experimenting and picking the things that I enjoy doing and seeing if I could make a career out of it.
And you just, as we were discussing that, popped the egg yolks into the chocolate mix.
Yes? So I've separated three medium eggs. And I've whisked the three egg whites here with 3 tablespoons of sugar. And the yolks have gone into the chocolate and the cream. So I'm just stirring it through. This is a super easy recipe. Really easy. So that's lovely. If you could see, velvety and smooth.
It's like you something
to dive in.
Out of Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, isn't it? Lovely, gloopy, chocolatey mix.
Fabulous.
So, what other things did you try when you were thinking of this change of career from model to something else?
Well, it started off with doing some interior design, which was fun, doing the shopping, that bit, but the actual designing part, not so much, drawing. I love cars, I love racing cars, and I'm a bit of a petrol head, so also, I did a mechanics apprenticeship with Skoda in Deal and in Kent. I did a hypnotherapy course, which I actually did a course with Paul McKenna, where I was one of the, you know, learning from him. And then I went on to be one of the assistants on his Change Your Life in 7 Days courses.
But opted for cooking in the end. And you, I know this recipe will be made of raw eggs when we come to the end, because the yolks have gone in the chocolate, the white you've whisked up.
Yes.
How safe are you with raw eggs?
Well, I've said, and I say in the book, get the freshest eggs. So the day you're going to make this, buy the eggs on that day and make sure you've kept them nice and cold. And I've suggested not giving the dish to the very young, the infirm or pregnant ladies. So that's a kind of the protection mechanism.
But you eat it quite happily.
Oh, yes.
How, I have to ask you this question. I know you bake and you make lovely things and sweet things. And this chocolate mousse is, you know, every foodie's delight. How do you stay so slim when you're eating all this stuff?
Well, I suppose when I'm testing recipes and I'm just pouring this chocolate mix into the egg whites as we speak, and when I'm testing recipes, I do probably put on about a stone because it's just eat, and then, well, that's really good, I'll eat the whole thing, that kind of thing. But I do work out a lot, but when I'm not testing recipes, I do eat quite a balanced meal, lots of proteins, only cakes occasionally for treats. So, you know, my diet is not, everyday diet is not what is on the show.
You don't have chocolate mousse every night.
I don't have,
for your dessert.
I don't have chocolate mousse of an evening, every evening, no.
Let's, whilst you're stirring, I must just ask you how you keep the air into that. When you've whisked the egg whites and then you put the chocolatey mix in, how are you keeping the air in it so that it stays light and fluffy?
Well, the first key is whisking up the egg whites. So you whisk them up to halfway. And then you add a tablespoon or so of sugar and whisk them up again. And then keep whisking and gently add the sugar. It's called meringuing the foam. You gently add the sugar as you're whisking, preferably an electric hand whisk. And you just keep whisking until they get really white and shiny, like lovely emulsion paint colour, that sheen. So that gives you a good start to when you're folding everything together. And it's actually, people think you should do it slowly, but you're actually going to keep more in if you do it quite quickly, just get it over and done with. So it's scooping underneath the bowl, lifting it over the top, cutting in the middle and scooping it over again, and just making sure that all the white is mixed in. It doesn't matter if it's not all mixed in, it's all going to taste lovely.
All right, let's go back to that day when you were shopping in Covent Garden and the talent scout, who had also spotted Naomi Campbell, spotted you. How did it come about?
I was just with friends in Covent Garden, wandering around, trailing behind them, and somebody came up to me with a card, and I just thought, oh yeah, what's this? Sounds a bit dodgy.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I was about to run. But then they said, oh look, I'm a professional model scout, here's my card, would you like to be a model, call this agency? You know, they're in the Association of Model Agencies, which is the list, so they're bona fide. And I called them, and that was it. The rest is history. Well, it was quite a hard graft. Lots of knocking on doors, lots of rejection.
What sort of knocking on doors did you have to do? I mean, if you got into an agency and they'd taken you on, how difficult can it be after that?
Well, it is incredibly difficult. Some girls, you know, they go into an agency and then they fly immediately. But for me, it was more the case of, you know, every morning you go to the agency, they give you a list of appointments. And so I'm just scooping the chocolate mousse into these ramekins here. And you'd have maybe 10 appointments, and it'll be going to see photographers who might want to use you, going to see magazines, advertisers. And you go and you with your travel card, Old Street seemed to be the area where they mostly were. And you go and see them, show them their book, your book. Sometimes they look through your book, are very interested. Other times they kind of, even though your book's got 20 pages, they'll look at three and then say, thank you very much.
So why did you stick with it when it was so difficult? Did you know at some point it was going to take off?
I didn't. I just was pleased to get out of my little town. I love Whitney. I do. But I was eager to see bright lights. And so it was just a great opportunity to be in London.
And once it did take off and you started, yeah, I mean, you became an international model and travelling all over the world. Was it as exciting as you hoped it would be?
Actually, no, it's not as exciting as it appears to be, as the movies make out and the newspapers make out. It's very, very, very boring. Lots of sitting around. And when you're a model, they're not really interested in your opinion. You know, so I did a shoot yesterday. They wanted, for a newspaper, they wanted to hear what I wanted to wear and this. But when you're doing it for as a model, they just, there's the clothes. This is what you have to wear. Just get on with it. If you don't like it, too bad. Even if you are a size 8 and the shoes are size 6, just put them on and be quiet.
I mean, you were young when it started. You were 16, but not as young as some of the models are. I mean,
yes,
some of them were starting at 13 and 14. Were you better prepared because you were that little bit older?
I think back then they weren't quite so young. And it's got chocolate mousse. So I've put all of the chocolate mousse in the ramekins. I'm just about to give you one. Now, it's not set, but it's still going to taste delicious. And I'm going to put some raspberries on top for you as well. I think back then the models were actually sort of starting more at 16. I think now you find they find some 12-year-old, don't they, in Russia or something.
And would you disapprove of that?
Absolutely.
Being so young.
Well, I think it's so important, the whole thing about school. It's not just about education, it's also about socialising, learning to become a young adult, making friends that you're going to have for a lifetime. It's also about that. So 16, 18, 21, I think 21 is a great age maybe to start modelling, but I think 16 is too young.
You'd had quite a tough childhood in many ways. I mean, you were adopted, your adoptive parents split when you were very little, your mum was then ill and you had to be fostered. What impact did that have on you as an adult? Did it make you a more confident adult?
I think it made me not more confident, probably not less confident, but it made me quite resilient and very independent. And it made me, I think it just made me into more of a grafter. So just, you know, working very hard and wanting to make sure I could always look after myself so you don't have to depend on others. That's probably the key thing it has done.
And I know you're a great supporter of charities that help children who've been fostered or adopted.
Yes.
What sort of help are you able to offer?
Well, I've been doing a lot with TACT, which is the largest fostering adoption charity in the UK. And I did a charity run for them recently. And it's just about getting their name out a lot and getting people to know more about them. And I'm working on a programme at the moment on fostering, just to try and increase the number of families around that are around to adopt. And I do cooking courses, I do some cookery classes with them, because often children in the care system, you miss out on key skills. For instance, I never did grammar because I went from different schools and I kept missing grammar. The kids I cooked with recently, they'd missed out on cooking. They had no idea how to cook. So I just gave them a few basic skills for when they are on their own, in their own homes.
Well, I hope you've taught them how to make that chocolate mousse, because it's very, very good indeed. And
Thank
it goes
you.
Really well with the raspberries. And if you were chilling it, how long would you chill it for?
We could just whack it in the freezer, actually, for 10 minutes, and it would be lovely and firm. But also, you could make it in the morning, and it'd be ready for the evening in the fridge.
Lorraine Pascal, thank you very much indeed for being with us.
Thank you.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.